decades of timeless favorites, 98.7 FM and 1450 AM, WDLB Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
Service to us began our entrance of the kingdom of the redeemed in the water and word of holy baptism. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment, that I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, and by virtue of our office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, and us the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the introit this morning, a portion of Psalm 146. Rejoice in the Lord always. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them.
He saved forever.
who executes justice for the oppressed. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Amen.
Say, rejoice. Prophet Zephaniah, the third chapter. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors. And I will save the lame and gather the outcasts. And I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together. For I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. First reading of St. Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, the fourth chapter. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Continue the responsive reading of Psalm 85. Lord, you were favorable to your land.
You restored the fortunes of Jacob.
You forgave the iniquity of your people.
You covered all their sins.
You withdrew all your wrath. Restore us again, O God of our salvation.
And pour away your indignation toward us.
Will you be angry with us forever?
Will you roll out your anger to all generations?
Will you not revive us again?
That you will rejoice in you.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let me hear what God the Lord will speak.
Without them not turning.
his salvation is near to those who fear him. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Faithfulness springs up from the ground. Yes, the Lord will give what is good. Righteousness will go with him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You forgave the iniquity of your people. I invite you to stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter. The disciples of John reported all these things to him, and John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" When the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our unity of faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." You may be seated this time, and I invite the children to come forward.
preparation for the season in the church here, preparing for Christ to come as a baby in Bethlehem. We celebrate his birthday on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. Did you buy any presents for anybody? Oh, you got two yeses. Any of them for me? No? Okay. I kind of figured that. Yeah. Well, we buy, there's presents to buy, presents to wrap. You got to do cooking, making cookies. And if you're having family over, you got to prepare things for dinner. That's all good and great. But what Advent preparation means, we need to prepare in our hearts for Christ to come again, his birthday, and also his second coming, as he promised to all who believe in him, that he would come again to take us home with him and to live with him in heaven forever. We prepare to celebrate his birthday. It's less than 2 weeks away. 25th is coming up soon, 10 days away. And yet, because we have been given the great gift of faith in the water and word of holy baptism, we are ready to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare. Thank him for all he has done through Christ Jesus. We also give him thanks and praise that he will keep his promise, that he will come back again, take us home with him to heaven. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we ask you to enter our hearts. Be that child in Bethlehem who came to earth. Help us celebrate that birth, knowing that you have placed your love, your forgiveness, and life in our hearts. We ask you that we can also share that good news with all we meet. Help us to share your good word, your promise, and your truth as we prepare for your coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. You are dismissed. We will continue with hymn 345, Hark the Thrilling Voices Sounding. I invite you to stand as you're able for the last verse. In glory, and the world is wrapped in fear. He will shield us with his mercy and with words of love drawn near. grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the presence of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the text for the message are these words from Galatians chapter 4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. But now that you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and worthless elementary principles of the world, whose slaves you want to be once more? Dear brothers and sisters, Webster's 1828 dictionary defines preparation as a noun, the act of operating or preparing or fitting for a particular purpose, use, service, or condition. Example, a preparation of men for future happiness. I think the dictionary is talking about wives, I really do. The transitive and intransitive verb prepare is defined as to make all things ready, to put things in suitable order, to qualify for a particular purpose. Preparation is intended to prevent evil or to secure good. What better means to prevent evil and secure good and provide for future happiness is there than preparing our entire being for the coming of the Christ child? Preparing your heart, your mind, and your soul to find in the creche that babe of Bethlehem. Advent is the much-needed season of soul preparation, helping us to turn aside the pressures of Christmas preparation, which cause so much frustration, anxiety, misguided priorities, and lost opportunities. God spoke to His people of old in the Old Testament many times through His prophets. Sometimes those messages were given were of doom and gloom, impending judgment. Many times those messages were promises of good news. Prophet Jeremiah records one such prophecy in chapter 23. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign and prosper as king. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Prophecy with a promise of the anointed one of God to come, but no indication of when, where, or of whom, let alone a humble birth, a child in a creche, in God's promise. No matter, the season of the soul preparation for the coming righteous one had now begun. We know what? Well, rather we know who we are to prepare for. For there are so many other things that make getting ready in this season of preparation. The crush of the politically correct holiday season. I get it, yes, holiday, because there's more than just Christmas. But we used to say Happy Hanukkah or Happy Rosh Hashanah, whatever it was, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's the crush of the Christmas season. It's now in full swing. Christmas cards to make or to buy, to address, to write notes in or put letters inside them, spending the time to put the stamps on and getting them in the mail, hoping they arrive before Christmas Eve. Then there are the trees, the lights, the other home decorations, either to purchase, to repair, or get ready and to put in place. I always picture Clark W. Griswold, Chevy Chase, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. If you were here in Pittsville, you'd have to run to Fleet Farm, Target, Menards, Walmart, Pittsville Home Center, Dollar General, Hiller's True Value Hardware, and Russell's in Nielsville to find 250 sets of Italian twinkle lights for his exterior illumination of the house. Work around the clock for several days, and then find out when you plug it in, they just don't work. But it's not just outdoor things that need to be taken care of either. Holiday baking, party entertainment to plan and complete. Those actions of our time have somehow become more important than the activity of the Nativity. Instead of being like Mary, who prepared herself to hear the word from the teacher, Jesus, by sitting at His feet, many are like Martha, preparing to entertain, yes. And I too have gotten and fallen into that trap the last few days of this week, because I'm having my family over for this afternoon. 10 people in a house, that's probably been suited for more for 6. Martha and even I have been caught up in the crush of the moment. Not one preparing for the crush. Savior, preparing to hear and pray like Mary. In the Old Testament, in the prophet Isaiah sheds a few more details on God's plan of salvation. Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God's with us. God's people now knew they were to prepare for a baby born of a virgin. That was the sign that God's prophet Isaiah was given to share. I'm certain that every virgin throughout the land of Israel hoped and prayed that it might be her who would give birth to the one called Emmanuel. Today it seems the only signs many people see or care about are sale signs, clearance, 20, 40, 50% off and more. Those BOGOs, buy one, get one at whatever cost, if it's free or half price, whatever. Or those store cash and rewards cash that you get from using a certain store card or buying products online at www.whatever/wherever/whenever.com. There are Christmas presents to be bought, to be wrapped, some hidden, some mailed. The crush too often overtakes the crash. Maybe the reason for all of this, because you and I have heard, we have learned, and we know the Christmas story from various means over the years. This causes us to pay more attention to the secular world and its preparation of the holiday season, rather than the spiritual preparation needed for the one and only reason for the season. After all, we've seen, we've heard, we've read the Bible's Christmas narrative from the Gospels of St. Mark and St. Luke, in our worship services, in our children and grandchildren's Sunday school programs and day school programs, at choir concerts, while watching movies and TV shows. Concerts and programs take time to prepare so they can be done to the glory of God. But they're relaxing, stimulating, fun, and enjoyable events for those who are the non-participants, the witnesses. But for those who are with the program or the concert, they're not free of stress, anxiety, and frustration because of their leadership roles. Anyone who's ever directed a program or a play can attest to that very fact. Again, in the Old Testament, the prophet Micah brings forth even more detail of the coming promised Messiah in chapter 5, verses 2 and 4. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth one who is to be the ruler of Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. People of Israel now knew the promise would come from that little town of Bethlehem. But they did not know, what they did not know is from whom in Bethlehem. Again, further prompting for soul preparation. I take you back in time 21 years. My time at the seminary, my field church, Lord of Life Lutheran in Chesterfield, Missouri. Each December for 2 weekends we had Return to Bethlehem. They have since changed the name to maybe a more appropriate Return to the Manger. The fellowship hall and the classrooms of the church were transformed into the streets of Bethlehem. Those who attended were reminded of Micah's prophecy. As they walked through the streets of Bethlehem, the prophecy echoed from housewives and children, a priest, a father, and other individuals. While peddlers, citizens, both good and bad, they had little varmints, kids running around trying to steal the coin that you got when you entered, try to get it out of your pocket. Also had Pharisees and Roman soldiers walking the streets. You experienced it as if it was the very first time it happened, or you were waiting for it to happen, according to Micah's prophecy. Soul preparation took place each and every step while you waited in an eager anticipation to that last station of the visit. The last station had a live donkey. A mother and a father with their infant child depicting the Holy Family in the stable. Truly remarkable. And as for me, my own soul preparation is incomplete until I view a Charlie Brown's Christmas special. Little lovable Charlie Brown and his dog, Snoopy. Snoopy's decorating his doghouse, and even Charlie Brown states, "Even my dog has gone commercial." Later, as the cast goes and acts out their own interpretations, various interpretations of what a Christmas pageant is to be, frustrated Charlie Brown shouts out, "Doesn't anybody know the real meaning of Christmas?" In response, Linus says, "I do, Charlie Brown." And Linus, with light kit in hand, goes to center stage, says, "Lights, please." He then proceeds to tell the Christmas narrative, the Christmas story, verbatim, word for word, from chapter 2 of St. Luke's Gospel. A true Christmas story, the true Christmas story, told by a child in a secular TV program. Oh, blessed and amazing. That segment of the program has long been called by followers, those who don't like it, and the media alike, as the Gospel according to Peanuts. Once more, I will defer to the prophet Isaiah. "A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." God's salvation for his people will be seen by all, will be known by all. He will reveal his glory, his plan for their salvation. You see, God keeps his promises now, then, and always. And he revealed his plan of salvation in the most humble way. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, as they might receive adoption as sons. God sent his son, Jesus, to us as that babe of Bethlehem, faithful and obedient to his Father in heaven, all the way to that cross on Calvary. The babe of Bethlehem took your sins, my sins, the sins of the entire world upon himself to that cross. He died, was buried, and rose again to life and glory, freeing you and me, freeing us from the powers of sin, death, and the evil one. Jesus was and is God the Father's plan of salvation. He commands us to prepare for his return, his second coming, his second advent. May the Holy Spirit guide our focus to beyond the creche, to prepare our hearts and lives for the coming of the babe of Bethlehem. May he turn us away from the weak and worthless elementary principles of this dark world. Do not be crushed and return to being a slave to the world. Rather, remain, and if you've left, return as a child of God, heirs of all of God's promised blessings and gifts. Receive his forgiveness and grace through the suffering, death, and resurrection of the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ, that babe of Bethlehem. Hold firm to all his promises so that we too may join with Isaiah, Jeremiah, Michael, all of God's prophets and all of the saints proclaiming, "For to us a child is born, to us a Savior. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In Jesus Christ, the babe of Bethlehem's most blessed and holy name, we pray, now and evermore. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Would you please stand as you're able? And we will continue with the prayers of the church. Now, any petition, Lord, in your mercy, respond with you, our prayer. And let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, as you once sent messengers before the face of Jesus to prepare his way, so strengthen and encourage pastors and church workers as they make known his saving name. Open the ears of all who hear to rejoice, repent, and firmly believe in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. rescue the daughter of Zion from her enemies and take away the judgments against her. Look in compassion upon your people wherever they suffer for the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom when they are pressured to compromise. Guide them when they suffer, for them when they suffer loss. Grant courage when they are afraid. Strengthen them in the midst of persecution until you deliver them. Preserve us in the joyful hope that you restore all that is lost with what cannot be taken away. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
our O God, the giver of all good gifts, look upon the household of your people. Provide companionship for those who are alone. Strengthen the bonds of marriage. Equip parents to raise children in love and in faith. Grant that our homes may be places of joy, reasonableness, peace, and prayer and love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
O Lord, you command us not to be anxious, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, make your request known to you. Grant wisdom and health and success to the authorities who govern us and to those who have been newly elected. Give earthly peace in our time, even as your gospel gives eternally the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
God, of all joy, you bid us to be not to be anxious about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving make our request known to you. Forgive our anxieties and strengthen us to examine ourselves with whatever causes us to doubt your mercy. Guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And hear our prayers that we offer you this day. Lord, in your mercy. Look with kindness upon all people, especially those for whom we pray, and those who are hospitalized, including Dave Bender, those in rehab facilities, those recovering injury, illness, and surgery, those to undergo surgery, including Kendra Markworth on the 20th. Those who are confronting cancer, those suffering chronic pain and affliction, those confined to their homes or care facilities. Let them know the depth of your love for them. Grant healing according to your good and gracious will and your abiding presence. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all mercy, we ask you to grant comfort, hope, peace, and strength to the family and friends of Dave Kirsten, Doreen Gengler, and Charles Malika, whose earthly pilgrimages have ended. Guide their focus to Christ's empty cross and empty tomb, where Christ conquered sin, death, and Satan to give us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord of life, we join with our brothers and sisters in faith, giving you thanks and praise as they celebrate birthdays this week, including Rich Kahn, Talon Jacobson, Adam Schwanovic, Emily Schiller. Also with Heidi and Andrew Topping seniors, they celebrate their 20th anniversary and God's marriage covenant on the 21st. May they and all you redeem by your grace and spirit, O Lord, grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, the Son of Man came eating and drinking with sinners, that he might proclaim the kingdom and welcome them in by the forgiveness of their sins. As he hosts his supper this day for his repentant people, grant those who partake of his body and blood to be worthy and well prepared, firmly believing the words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, claiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in memory of his betrayed, took bread, and after he gave it thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." So he also took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, gave it to his disciples, and drink of it, all of you, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This is offered as a drink of it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. 98.7 FM and 1450 AM. WDLB, Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Last week, President Biden pardoned 39 people and commuted the sentences of 1,500 others. There are suggestions he could pardon people that might face prosecution by the Trump administration. That group includes new Senator Adam Schiff, but the California Democrat tells ABC's This Week his thoughts on preemptive pardons.
I think it's unnecessary. But second, the precedent of giving blanket pardons, preemptive blanket pardons, on the way out of an administration, I think, is a precedent we don't want to set.
The president met virtually with fellow G7 leaders for the last scheduled meeting of his term. The White House says he encouraged the group to continue its vital work. The Biden administration criticized from both parties over how it's responded to reports of drones in the skies over the Northeast. Officials from a range of agencies told reporters Saturday that less than 100 of 5,000 tips required follow-up investigation. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Your home for the holidays, WDLB, 98.7 FM, 1450 AM, Marshfield.
This is Briar.
Casper.
And Julian.
From Mrs. Nikolai's choir class at Columbus Catholic.
Merry Christmas of
a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases